Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts announced plans last fall to fill empty subsidized apartments after WBUR uncovered nearly 2,300 vacancies. But new data and interviews show the state has made little progress. WBUR's Todd Wallach spoke with a family waiting for one of the apartments.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Graciela Carter spins her son Oscar around and around in a Northampton park.
Todd! Gotta be quicker than that.
She chases him across the wet grass, trying to keep up.
We're always at the park. Energy of a thousand gods.
They have few places to play indoors. Carter was evicted from her Holyoke apartment in October after she fell behind in rent. She was injured in a car crash and couldn't work for months. Now Carter and Oscar couch surf. They often sleep in a different living room each night.
It doesn't matter where we stay. Oscar's always on a couch. Sometimes I'm lucky enough to be on a couch with him or just sitting up just because there's not really a lot of space for me.
Carter first applied for state public housing in 2019 when Oscar was a few months old. Now he's 5 and she's still waiting.
So how soon do you need...
Today.
A permanent place.
Yesterday. 3 months ago. I've honestly, and it's hard.
While Carter waits, many state subsidized apartments remain empty across Massachusetts. A WBUR and ProPublica investigation last fall found several reasons for all the vacancies. That includes a flawed statewide wait list and shortage of employees to find tenants and make repairs. After the story aired, the state promised to significantly reduce the vacancies in public housing. But over the past 6 months, the state has only eliminated 72 of the nearly 2,300 vacancies.
It's a failure for the state. It's a failure for the system. It's a failure for the housing authority.
That's Maureen Kerr, who runs the housing authority in Agawam, a suburb of Springfield. She says it's hard to find tenants because of problems with the state wait list. A pair of 3-bedroom units has been vacant for more than 2 years. And 7 2-bedrooms are empty, like the kind the Carters could use. Carter says it's hard to hear about empty apartments in places she's applied, like Agawam.
Like, what can I say? You guys have the vacancies. I can't make anyone give me an apartment. All I can do is apply, but if no one offers me an apartment and you have just vacant units, like, it's clear that it's broken.
Massachusetts hired a marketing company last year to help local housing agencies screen applications. State housing officials launched a 90-day push to fill as many units as possible. The push included money and other assistance to help local agencies.
I don't think it was the silver bullet, but I think we made a little bit of headway.
That's Massachusetts Housing Secretary Ed Augustus. He was surprised to hear complaints about the wait list, called CHAMP.
I'm not suggesting that all of the challenges have been taken care of, but I've been in 22 housing authorities, big and small, in the last 3 months, and they've all told me they've seen improvements in the CHAMP system.
After the interview, state housing officials said they still hope to fill far more units. They also pledged to provide additional aid to agencies with the highest vacancy rates to make sure homes don't continue to sit empty. But housing directors say the state hasn't fixed all the problems with the central wait list. Karen Agawam says she would prefer to use a local list, like housing agencies used in the past.
Bring it back to local control. Let us do our jobs. Let me put families in these units.
Kara says she could fill the units faster at a time when so many people need a home. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Todd Wallach.